Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Just over here looking at this cable that I don't know what's plugged, not plugged into. And then look at that. Oh, I know what it's not plugged into, Jim. I know it. I know it now. Last week, Tucker Carlson got out there and he showcased a fact that should be concerning to all of us because this is not what we pay these guys to do. It appears that in a lot of quarters that the GOP is doing their very level best to not win the November election. He included a clip of Mitch McConnell admitting the GOP would likely not take the Senate. McConnell and the rest of the leadership don't want to win. Carlson rightly suggested that if Republicans really wanted to win, they'd run on crime and immigration. And while the economy is reportedly the number one issue, it's what goes on in their neighborhoods and on their streets that matters. And if they don't feel yourself, you know, if you don't feel safe at your house, walking down your street or sitting in a drive-through line because you're scared to go into a restaurant or store, nothing else matters. Not the economy, abortion, gender rights, or Ukraine. And apparently Republicans don't care. They're complaining about Biden spending, bemoaning government overreach, and sanctioning Putin. Those issues aren't going to return the GOP to power, but Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, and Ronald McDaniel seems sanguine about it. Their lives don't change if the GOP doesn't take back Congress. They still rule their little fiefdoms, still get invited to Georgetown cocktail parties to be feted by lobbyists, and of course, they'll still be on Saturday morning and Sunday morning shows to feign outrage at the latest Democrat policy. For these grifters, the only difference between winning and losing in November is having to work for the American people. Something apparently they're loath to do. But for the average one of us, the difference between winning and losing in November is literally life and death, lawlessness, or civil society. Now, let's look at a few real things. The world wouldn't change overnight on November 8th. But what could happen is the people who control the purse strings, who are supposed to make laws, could change just as in 1994. And that's a big deal because the people running America today are the same people who've been running America's biggest cities into the ground for decades. And all Americans, whether they live in San Francisco, Manhattan, or Kalamazoo, recognize that the United States of America is coming apart at the seams. And from not being able to go a day without seeing another video of a pack of thugs beating a cab driver or attacking a restaurant employee to seemingly watching endless parade of homeless people punching random strangers, we're wary and we're weary of all of this. You know, it never used to get caught on the news where you would, you know, you watch it in disbelief as a gang of hoodlums ransacks a convenience store with impunity to watching video after video of people cussing at or otherwise attacking police. And in real time, in glorious 4K resolution, we're watching the collapse of our society. And this is the environment in which Mitch McConnell whines about the quality of GOP candidates. The problem, though, isn't Dr. Oz, or Eric Schmidt, or Herschel Walker. It's that the GOP leadership, they're not doing their job. At least when Newt Gingrich was in charge of the House, or when he was setting up to be in charge of the House, he knew how to lead. And this election, is actually tailor-made for the GOP. But that's not the way it's shaping up, because McConnell, McCarthy, McDaniel, and their puppeteer, the hack Frank Luntz, who happens to be McCarthy's roommate, landlord, or whatever, have decided they don't want to save you. They don't want to save America. They'd rather sit back in the comfort of their minority position and to care while pretend to care while enjoying the perks of leadership. This is very problematic. We need warriors willing to brave the slings and arrows of the chattering classes, the leftist media, the Washington establishment, and those fascist NGO influencers who employ mobs on the streets to intimidate you and spineless CEOs and coerce into submission anyone who doesn't agree with their agenda. GOP really wanted to win in November. We'd see a new ad every single day showcasing the violence going on in our streets, along with pictures of some thug who just assaulted a random senior as a George Soros-funded district attorney just released him without bail. We'd see videos of illegals storming the border, and at the end of every single ad would be a simple tagline: if you want more of this, please vote for my Democrat opponent. If you want someone who's going to do something about crime and quality of American life, vote for me. And it's that simple. Democrats and their policies have caused a myriad of problems, but those issues can't be addressed without majorities, and none of them will flip Congress in November. But images of blood in the streets would. A daily total of national fentanyl deaths will. Images of career criminals released on bail after having pummeled some teenager into unconsciousness will. And stories of illegal immigrants overwhelming communities will. Imagine, if you will, if Dr. Oz ran daily ads with videos showcasing Philadelphia's violence rather than his clownish grocery store disaster. No one in Pennsylvania cares about the price of guacamole, but they do care about getting shot or stabbed in their own neighborhoods. And, you know, I don't expect this GOP leadership to create a Contract with America Part 2. They're cowards and grifters. That kind of a campaign would require backbone against the predictable cries of racism that would emerge because most of the videos involve young black hoodlums and thugs. They would be branded racist by the race pimps and the professional victimization industry. And that would come as surely as night follows day, but so what? It just happens to be the case that most of the crimes we see involve black perpetrators freed from the justice system in the name of equity. There are similar videos of white perps. They should be shown, too. Equally. Equal time. Absolutely. The reality is, if you're a victim of a murder or rape, it doesn't matter what the criminal looks like. Is a dead black child any more or less dead because his attacker is black or white? No. Crime is off the charts not because of the pigment of anyone's skin, but because of the policies of the Democrat Party. And Republicans need to understand that their constituency is not a criminal class of any race. Their constituency is the average American of every race. It's Americans who want to send their kids to school without them having to step over junkies or human feces. It's the average American who wants to go to work without fearing getting shot or robbed before making it home. And the rule of law and responsibility for your actions are the foundations of a civilized society. And without them, there's no civilized society. And that's what we're experiencing with the Democrats in charge. And it seems as if the GOP leadership is okay with that. This is the hill to die on. This is the hill upon which America will either recover or slide into the abyss of chaos and tyranny. And we cannot depend on the current crop of GOP leaders to fight this fight. That we need to find a 2022 Newt Gingrich to nationalize this election and push the feckless GOP across the finish line. McConnell, it may not be capable of leading the country out of this morass, but at least with the GOP majority in November, we can slow our collapse into a dystopian nightmare until people of character can replace him. But getting in the majority is the first step. And then we need candidates with the courage to stand up and fight for the average American, regardless of the invective that's coming their way. It's just words. Words cannot hurt you. Words are not violence. They're not. No matter what anybody tells you, they are not. And all these other things, that's part of the job. If you don't like that, get out of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Officer.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Ladies and gentlemen, about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. You know, we have a very basic problem going on right now. Very basic problem. But first, let me set something up for you. So, like, whenever you see a serial spousal abuser, when they get caught, when their significant other is telling them they've had enough, they're always telling them, I'm going to change, baby. I can change. And those are the famous last words of every spousal abuser. in the history of failed relationships. If you ever hear them, run. Because he or she are not going to change. They never do. People and systems change only when there's no other option. They change, and they change not only when complicit parties take ownership of their actions, but when their actions have consequences. And, well, we've gotten away from the consequences part. We have, you know, the last few weeks have seen a continuation of the past 6 years of governmental abuse. An entrenched permanent regime in Washington, D.C. sent their goons to South Florida to invade the home of their mortal enemy, who also happens to be the former president of the United States. Their stated reason is based on some flimsy nonsense about classified documents, which really shows the hand of the permanent regime. The FBI and the Department of Justice are creations of the executive branch. They are subservient to the executive and derive their authority from the executive. It's the executive that determines what is and what is not, though. They're the ones that determine what is and is not classified material. It really goes to show who these people think they are. Government arbiters. And how is it that the regime is brazen enough to pull these shenanigans? And the answer is that nobody has ever been held to account, and as a result, the regime will continue to protect itself and further itself with impunity. When Hillary Clinton destroyed subpoenaed emails and the FBI unilaterally determined that there was no reason to prosecute based on intent, did she get her door kicked in? When the Clinton campaign, in conjunction with the FBI and the State Department, fabricated evidence and presented it to the courts as verifiable proof of a Russian compromised executive, was anyone held to account? When the Democrats' first and second impeachment committees openly doctored video and photographic evidence to sell their impeachment scheme to the public, did the press call them on it? When it became public knowledge that the very man who was the face of global pandemic management was also likely the sponsor of the Franken virus that brought the world to halt, was his role ever called into question? When more than 1,100 affidavits, video evidence, photographic evidence, data abnormalities, and procedural violations regarding the validity of our electoral system were presented in the courts in 2020, was there ever a good faith review of the evidence? When the FBI concocted a phony kidnapping of the governor of Michigan and stuffed more than a dozen federal agents around a few indigent and mentally deficient patsies, did the mostly good agents crowd defend their actions? When the Democrats broke the House rules on committees and stuffed a bunch of partisan Democrats into their January 6th show trial denying the accused the defense, did anybody speak for them? Now, we're promised that as soon as the limp noodles and the Republican Party finally take back power, the investigations will come fast and heavy. And when did the legislative body become an investigative body primarily? I mean, there's actually work to be done. In some cases, they don't have to do very much because simply it's, you know, sometimes government, their best move is to do nothing. But is nobody, not even the Democrats, tired of this unending kabuki theater? Now, if Republicans take back the seat of government, what will happen is that some uniparty bigwig like Lindsey Graham or Kevin McCarthy will send out a bunch of stern tweets and do the television circuit on Hannity. Then 2 years later, they will sing the praises of the rank-and-file door-kickers in the Department of Justice and lament the same bad apples that continue to spoil everything they come in contact with. The guilty parties will get a cushy gig on MSNBC or CNN as intelligence analysts, peddling their little twisted idea of protecting democracy until the public has once again forgotten those very indiscretions. Like children testing the limits of their parents' discipline, actors in government are not going to listen until there are understood consequences. And that requires the public to demand accountability and failing to get it to enforce. accountability. And it starts with not voting for the same milquetoast politicians for some antiquated strategy of electability. You got to vote for the bold and the responsive. Trump was bold and responsive. That's how he separated himself from the rest of the rank and file. Accountability also demands that bad actors get perp-walked into the public square, and our corrupted bureaucracy will need a ground-up cleansing. You know, the left is always walking around barking, no one is above the law. While in the interim, all of them do things and seem to be above the law. And the problem is that this is nothing new. We just see it better now. The beast has seen the light. And the beast is not, there's no consequence for that being drawn into the sunshine. So for them, they're just sitting here going, hey, so what? So what? At this point, what difference does it make? As they like to say. Therein lies the problem. They don't think there's any consequences. They think they can do what they want with impunity. They think that they can do what they want, whether it bends the law, breaks the law. Whether it's constitutional or not. The Constitution, of course, is just some old piece of paper that's in their way. We got a problem. And, you know, we can continue to try, and we should continue to try every peaceful means to find resolution to this problem we can. However, with each and every passing day, as I sit here and live and breathe, I'm asking myself, how does this ever unwind itself in an orderly fashion without something going kinetic? And when that happens, well, we'll see. We'll see. But one thing is for sure. Government without consequence is satanic. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We will forgive $10,000 in outstanding federal student loans.
President Biden's comments at the White House, that holds true for borrowers earning less than $125,000, and you are eligible for up to $20,000 in forgiveness for Pell Grant recipients. The president also pausing student loan payments until the end of the year, and repayments for student loans will now be capped at 5% of monthly income. A UN Security Council is marking 6 months of war between Russia and Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky speaking virtually and saying Russia is putting Europe on the brink of nuclear catastrophe by shelling near a huge nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. Speaking through a translator, Zelensky again accusing Russia of committing war crimes. This is USA Radio News. A prosecutor makes a decision regarding two Atlanta police officers.
Two Atlanta police officers involved in the fatal shooting of Rayshard Brooks during a 2020 encounter will not be charged. Rayshard fell asleep in a fast food drive-thru when police were called in. He then failed a sobriety test and resisted arrest. He took control of an officer's taser and shot it at officers when he was killed. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Attorneys trying to convince a jury to sentence a convicted Parkland, Florida school shooter to life in prison are calling a retired clinical psychologist to the witness stand. Dr. Frederick Cabot says he began seeing a developmentally delayed Nicholas Cruz when he was an 8-year-old first grader.
So clearly the fact that he was of average intelligence and able to comprehend things, we were hopeful that with treatment he would continue to improve.
Cruz will either be sentenced to life in prison or the death penalty. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, even a president of the United States, and you know, most of these legislators, they normally vote themselves. They exist in a really nice world because they're never subject to their own laws. That's, you know, we don't talk about that nearly enough. I don't know how long that lasts. I don't know if that follows them after they leave office. I'd love to find out, though. The recent Mar-a-Lago raid is going to go down in history as one of the most egregious violations of any individual's constitutional protections. If we can actually manage to have objective future historians, they will view this as an outrageous abuse of the tradition that former presidents be treated with the decorum due their office. And this document seizure, conducted under false pretenses, is unprecedented. Only two other presidents have ever faced impeachment, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. Both were believed by the then majority in the House to have committed high crimes and misdemeanors, yet neither of these men were convicted nor afterwards subject to inappropriate searches and seizures. And this is why this absurd violation of Trump is unprecedented, a word meaning it's never happened before. The U.S. Attorney General, the AG, the FBI, and the federal judiciary have done all themselves and our country an irreversible harm now. Absent a Supreme Court ruling, legal precedents like this, once established, have a nasty way of remaining precedents. In the future, any AG, with the complicity of the FBI and just one federal judge, will be permitted to do the same thing to anyone, all in the name of whatever faux reason they can trump up. Pun intended. However, Trump does have a constitutional option to overturn this outrageous seizure. Any fair court must recognize that the search was permitted by a bogus warrant issued by a radical Obama judicial appointee, Bruce Reinhardt, based on counterfactual information from a single unreliable, quote, insider, close quote. This judge previously represented men involved with the Jeffrey Epstein pedophilia sex ring. Before becoming a judge, he financially supported far-left Democrats. Even left-leaning USA Today reported in response to Reinhart's newfound notoriety, his biography and contact information have been removed from the website of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida. So if you think that this smells like a cover-up, you aren't wrong. If Trump's going to get justice, he'll need to do so through higher courts, which will ultimately lead him to the Supreme Court. And what are the grounds for the court to overturn the warrant, disallowing all information seized? Trump has three claims under the Bill of Rights, under the Fourth and Fifth Amendments. The Fourth Amendment offers two protections for him. The Fourth Amendment says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. So whenever an action, such as a search and a seizure, is considered unprecedented, another way of saying it's never happened before, it's reasonable to argue that unprecedented is another word for unreasonable. Can anyone, absent the hyper-partisan anti-Trumpers, honestly contend that the action against Trump's home and records was reasonable? No, they can, of course not. For several reasons. First, Trump's been in negotiations with the National Archives over records in the president's possession. These are destined for the Trump Presidential Library, regardless of who controls them, and is quoted on the Trump Library's website. The Trump Presidential Library is part of the Presidential Library System, administered by the National Archives and Records Administration, a federal agency. Those two parties have been trying to negotiate who will actually secure key documents until they can be placed securely within the Presidential Library. Doesn't that sound Washington to you? Could anything be more Washington? Or would it be Washington if they continued to use such tools as subpoenas to force compliance? But the Biden Attorney General chose to weaponize a highly partisan judge to sign off on the FBI's request for a warrant. The FBI has been politicized since 2016, actually since before. Well, they've been politicized since they've been in existence. Let's not kid ourselves. When J. Edgar Hoover was in there, you know, he was sort of trans curious, and he definitely liked to do the dressing part. But in 2016, we know they swore oaths before a FISA judge to obtain court orders for bugging Trump Tower, based on the now debunked Steele dossier. Similar hijinks in 2020 may have influenced the electoral margins in key states. The Fourth Amendment also decrees that no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. To date, no mention of what was seized beyond a dozen boxes of something. Further, the warrant was not presented to Trump's attorney on site. She was allowed to review it briefly, but not to keep a copy. Nor was that attorney permitted to observe the FBI during the search. And those are two serious violations of procedure. Instead of describing the place to be searched, the FBI agent said the search warrant gave them full access to everything. They were making that up as they go. And this was a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment, allowing them, they said, to scour Melania Trump's wardrobe and the Trump's master bedroom. And oh, the anti-Trumpers are gloating. Even if no evidence of a Trump documentary cover-up proves truth, The FBI can use anything they find as evidence on unrelated actions against Trump. But if the warrant is ruled unjustified by the Supreme Court, anything that they seize would be considered fruit of a poison tree, and it could then not be used as evidence in any criminal case. And to date, nobody other than the FBI and the AG know what's been seized. The FBI agents ransacked his home office for almost 10 hours, during which they spent significant time ransacking Melania Trump's wardrobe. What were they looking for there? Do they believe that Trump hid classified documents in her lingerie or sewed them into designer gowns? Did this all-encompassing warrant really give them the right to plunder her clothing? What triggered this? In press coverage of January 20, he was seen taking one box of something out of the White House, making way to Biden. And Trump's already voluntarily turned over 15 boxes to the National Archives. Then the FBI seized another dozen. And this rivals the miracle of the loaves and fishes, or maybe it's just new math Washington style, because it's Washington. He's also protected by the Fifth Amendment. And that says no person shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself. And there's another Fifth Amendment clause directly applicable to the FBI search. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense be twice be put in jeopardy of life or limb. And this latter clause protects us from double jeopardy. Constitutionally, you can't be tried twice for the same crime. Once found not guilty, they cannot come back and nail you a second time. So why is this clause in the Fifth Amendment applicable to Trump? Well, as left-wing media is reporting, this search is not really about National Archives rules. That's a fig leaf excuse permitting the FBI to claim a national security reason. No, this is put in place to keep him from running. And there's no vagueness in the Fifth Amendment. If he's not found guilty of that crime of destroying, mutilating stuff that is in the national interest or national security, then they can't come at him with this again. So while we're reeling from this outrage, and while Melania Trump's putting back together a closet, the Trump legal team, who doesn't have to worry about getting paid, they're working on this. So we'll see what comes of this. There needs to be a major shakeup in the executive branch of government. The FBI, the DOJ, the ABC, the EFG, all of those guys need to be shaken at the rafters. And we need to discard the woke, dark state. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. So then. There is one problem, though, for all of this deep state nonsense going on right now. Because we're not America now. We are woke land. We're woke land. And right now, let's assess what we have. Let's look at what we have. Let's put it all on the board. While illegals continue to pile across the southern border in pursuit of the American dream, the tickets to woke land are not selling. They're about as popular as Don Joe Biden. His regime does not want us to notice the following indicators. Now, while we sit around and we bemoan CRT and all this other stuff, we forget about talking about individual teachers. And teachers are facing more and more demands, and they are no longer eager in a lot of cases to support woke land. They want to teach. They don't want to indoctrinate. They work the work they want and the work they're expected to deliver cheerfully no longer coincide. Consequently, many teachers are not returning to government schools. Then there's the students. Students unwilling to subject themselves to woke land propagandists choose staying home over the endless hours of diversity, equity, and inclusion nonsense. Little girls and young women, for some reason, do not want to share a locker room with biological men posing as women. Some would call this common sense. Certainly in my generation, but no, not now. The wokesters call this transphobic. Young men and women of age to serve in the United States Armed Forces are not signing up to hear about the glories of wokeism and Comrade Marx and socialism. Many who still have patriotic feelings would prefer not to hear the country they love denigrated by comrades impersonating soldiers and sailors. If they must fight for their country, they do not want to endure rules of engagement that guarantee defeat. They would rather wash their hair or reorganize their closets. I am a proud veteran, and if I was a young person today, I've said it many times, I'd do it again. I take that back. I would not sign up for the transformed military that the regime is now offering today. No way I subject myself to that. Law enforcement recruitment is also down in woke land. Once upon a time, police were respected and admired. Now, you got Big Brother monitoring their every move, waiting to pounce on any infraction. Prosecutors in the pocket of George Soros won't prosecute, and judges won't lock up criminals. So criminals have no fear of the transformed justice system, and law-abiding citizens live in fear. And for some reason, people don't want to be paper law enforcement officers because enforcement is not woke. Thanks. But no thanks. Likewise, enrollment is down at colleges and universities. Young men and women are not flocking to the temples of wokeism, which were once institutions of higher learning. once known as centers of intellectual diversity and free speech. They've become snowflake incubators. And the cost of attending these things is rising astronomically. And enrollment is dropping. And the real-world mechanics of supply and demand will be felt soon in the ivory towers of academia. Once again, nobody's interested in this kind of stuff. Nobody wants this kind of stuff. This is where the disconnect begins, because while all of this is being brought to you, while all of this is being shown to you, they don't understand that you are not interested in this nonsense. They don't get it. They've never gotten it. Netflix paid the Obamas. I mean, they paid them well. I would love this. I would love this because they basically paid them to not really do anything. They paid the Obamas millions to produce inspiring programming. Has anybody seen any of that? I haven't even seen traces that that exists at the moment. Do you remember the size of Biden's rallies in 2020? Do you remember the talking tour, the Bill and Hillary talking tour across America? Did you see how many people went to that? Do you know why you don't know how many people went to these things? Because nobody went to them. Bad ideas don't sell. If you have eyes to see and ears to hear, well, that evidence is out there. Well, nobody likes Wokeland. Nobody. So, segueing, as we will, let's talk about this, because this is interesting in a weird way. An Omaha man hired by a nonprofit in the Nebraska city is now facing charges of terroristic threat and illegal use of a weapon after conducting an active shooter drill where neither police nor the nonprofit's employees were aware of what was going on. It's actually pretty good the dude's alive to be charged with anything. The drill at Catholic Charities took place just 5 days after the shooting at the Tops grocery store in Buffalo, New York, in which 10 people were murdered. According to authorities, officials at the charity had decided earlier in the year to put on an active shooter drill, but were at a loss as how to do it. If you're out there thinking about this, this is not a strategy that you should adopt. Catholic Charities Compliance Coordinator Kerry Walter and Security Director Mike Wellna agreed on April 28th to pay John Channels $2,500 to conduct the training. Walter stated the idea of conducting an active shooter training had been discussed for some time due to having the new facility open, which contained a domestic violence shelter. Walter said that she and Wellna had little idea how to go about organizing this training, so they yielded to a security guard's suggestion of hiring Channels. Channels had claimed to have conducted other active shooter drills and claimed that law enforcement would be present during the training event and would even participate and play along with the scenario. Walter stated that Channels planned to start by shooting victims outside of the office windows and doors to be viewed by employees, then make his way through the building with keys provided by staff, hoping to cause employees to flee from the building or hide. Who was he going to shoot? I mean, were these actors? Walter stated Channel specifically stated he did not want the Catholic Charity staff to be informed that the scenario was only a drill and wanted to feel as though they were in danger. And Walter got her wish. Some employees were so rattled by the experience and perhaps the thinking of Catholic Charities executives that they have yet to return to work. At about 9:30 a.m., Sandra Lopez was sitting at her desk talking with a friend on her cell phone. She just started working for the Bedford location after working at a South Omaha location for 2 years. She heard a noise outside her window and saw Catholic Charities director Dave Vankett looking scared and screaming, "Run, run, get out!" Lopez followed Bartles and others and began asking, "What's going on?" numerous times, and no one responded to her. Once outside the north entrance of the building, Lopez said that she thought there was a dead woman on the ground. Her eyes were closed and she had blood smeared on her. She then heard 3 gunshots behind her. And she ran as fast as she could toward a retaining wall with a dumpster several feet below. And she tried to jump into the dumpster to hide. and she landed outside the dumpster and curled into the fetal position. Fearing that she would be found and killed, she then ran about 3 blocks to a fast food restaurant to hide inside. Later, when she called her bosses to tell them she was okay, they had informed her the events were part of a scheduled training. Did Catholic Charities ever talk with employees about what they should do or if there was an active shooter in the building? Or was this training meant to see how they respond? It doesn't sound like employees have been instructed on how to respond. They were simply thrown into this situation without any warning or even advice on what to do. Channel is not only facing charges related to the drill 2 weeks after the exercise at the Catholic Charities. He was arrested on charges of child abuse and sexual assault. And that's now been amended to add a charge of producing child pornography after a 4-month investigation by local police. If Channel had promised that local law enforcement would not only be aware of the event, but present participating, did anybody follow up and confirm this with the Omaha PD? And I don't guess so. And there's so many things that could have gone wrong with this. So many things that could have gone wrong. Anyway, if you're going to conduct this kind of an exercise at your company, do not use this business model. Coming up next, it is the second episode of Aim, Think, Fire, Shoot. That's coming up with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.